Welcome to First Coast Forum, an in-depth discussion about important issues affecting our community. First Coast Forum is a service of Cox Radio Jacksonville.
Hello, my name is Tashiki Young, and this week on First Coast Forum, I'm delighted to be joined by Kenneth Jones from Boat Your America. Our topic on First Coast Forum this week is midterm election. Kenneth, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, and thank you for having me, Tashika.
That's no problem. So, Kenneth, let's get right down to it. Why is it important to vote?
Well, this year, the implications on the national format, if you will, for voting are huge on this midterm election. There are 435 seats in the House of Representatives that are up for re-election, as well as there are 34 seats within the Senate. That is a total of 469 seats, which represent our Congress, the people who actually set the laws of this land. So the implications are huge, if you will. So we're encouraging everyone to be out voting and really understand what the politicians that are out there running for these various offices, what they stand for.
So, Kenneth, tell us, what is Vote Your America?
So, Vote Your America, the mission of Vote Your America is about making sure that people are registered and also informed. Not only do I represent Vote Your America, but I'm also a member here in the community of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Okay.
And I'm in charge of their voters registration, education, and mobilization here in Northeast Florida. So together with these two organizations, we're trying to make sure that folks are not only registered, but also that they're informed and educated about the issues that are facing them here in this year's midterm election in 2018, as well as we're also giving them the opportunity that if you need a way to get to the polls, we're also offering opportunities for us to make sure that you are able to get to the polls.
That's awesome. So, Kenneth, what is Amendment 4 and why is it important in this midterm election?
So, Amendment 4, as it is on the ballot this year here in the state of Florida, is actually something that is affecting 1.7 million people here in the state of Florida. And basically what it's about is giving the rights back to people who had once had a brush with the law. These are convicted felons, but they've served their debt, they've served their time, they've served all the things that the courts have mandated that they serve, and now they're attempting to become, like you and I, normal citizens within these United States, and they're looking for their rights back. The interesting fact about it is that Florida is actually one of four states in the country that does not allow people who were convicted as felons to come back and have their rights restored once their time is served and once their debt is served. So to me, this is an extremely important amendment for us to say yes on this year in 2018 on November 6th.
Now, is this for all convicted felons or certain types of convicted felons? You know, you get what I'm saying?
I do. Okay. And thank you for asking that question, because I think it's very important that we talk about who will have their rights restored, because there are two points that I really want to point out with this. First of all, the rights for felons who were convicted of murder will not have the right to vote again through this amendment.
Okay.
Their rights will not be restored. They'll still have to go through the process of the committee that is established today. The second group of individuals who won't have the opportunity to have their rights immediately restored are people who've committed felonious sex crimes. So that would be, of course, your folks who are rapists, as well as child sex offenders. So those types of individuals, they will not have their rights immediately restored. But all other convicted felons will have their rights immediately restored once their debt is paid.
And you say have their debt paid. What does that mean exactly? Like time served, or like what does it mean to have a convicted felon serve their debt?
Yeah, so, you know, as a judge will, when you're a convicted felon after your trial or whatever that process is for you, whether you took a plea or what have you, the judge will enter in a sentence for you.
Okay.
You serve your time, as well as oftentimes there could be a fine associated with that, as well as probation, you know, after your time is served. Once you complete all things that are required for you by the courts, then you're completed and you're able to return to life.
Got it. So that means your debt has been served.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So roughly how many Floridians does this affect?
So as I mentioned, this affects 1.7 million individuals here in the state of Florida.
That is a lot of people.
Well, yes, it is. In fact, there are 18 million voters here in the state of Florida. So it's about 10%.
That's still a lot.
Yeah.
It's still a lot.
For me, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. These individuals who have been convicted of a felony, sometimes maybe when they were younger or what have you, however many years ago, to me, these folks, when they come out, they get certain jobs, right? So let's say they're a dishwasher and they have a family now, and they're raising their family and they're trying to do the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that you have is that they don't have the opportunity to vote on the school board, in which their children might be going to school. I mean, to me, that's a tragedy. They don't have the opportunity to vote on the sheriff that might be looking to become a sheriff in their town or in their city. They don't have the opportunity to vote on judges. So they don't have the opportunity to vote on things that are truly impacting their lives. And the most interesting thing about that is they still pay taxes.
So that's crazy.
Well,
so if you take away their rights, why do they have to pay taxes?
I guess that should be the thing, right? They don't have the right to vote. They shouldn't have to pay taxes. But that's not how the world works, unfortunately. You know, so that's the reason why we're fighting so hard for this, because there's certainly an injustice that is occurring here.
Kenneth, in your outreach work, have you found people who have no idea Amendment 4 will be on the ballot in this midterm election?
Yeah. Amazingly enough, yes, there is a large majority of folks. So in order to even get this amendment on the ballot, it required 700,000 signatures here in the state of Florida. You know, we were able to get over 1 million signatures in order for this to be on the ballot this year. However, again, as I mentioned, there are 18 million voters. So the percentages are still extremely small for the people who are knowledgeable about this. And that's the reason why I'm actually here today, is I want to make sure that there's a community of people who really understand that, listen, you know what? People make mistakes. People make mistakes, and they shouldn't have to pay for those mistakes
for the rest of their lives. Yeah.
That's simple.
Why would someone have an issue with voting yes on Amendment 4?
Another absolutely great question. So I happen to live in St. John's County.
Okay.
And I looked at the sample ballot, which I want to read a section, if I could, of the sample ballot, which to me, if I were reading this ballot, it would make me say, no, I wouldn't dare allow it to get passed, because it says this. It says, the precise effect of this amendment on state and local governments' costs cannot be determined. But the operation of current voter registration laws, combined with an increased number of felons registering to vote, will produce higher overall costs relative to the process in place today. The impact, if any, on state and local government revenues cannot be determined. The fiscal impact of any future legislation that implements a different process cannot be reasonably determined. So basically,
they want you to vote no.
Yeah, they're putting fear in the voters.
Yeah.
That this is going to cost more. So let me counter that if I can.
Okay.
So there was a study done by the Washington Economic Group, which is out of South Florida, which talks about some of the impacts that we have here. Here's some of the things that you need to understand. First of all, taxpayers pay for 65% of the prison system, okay? Your tax dollars. So if these folks who feel as though that they have no other choice but be in a life of crime, right, they're going to recommit. right? And who's paying for that? Us, right? No, give people an opportunity to live a normal, quote unquote, life, right?
Right. You served your time.
You served your time. So here's some interesting statistics that I want to make sure that folks are very much aware of. Okay. In 2016, 900 folks were restored with their rights. Of the 900 people that had their rights restored, only one recommit. Only one recommit. Over the five-year period, 5,500 rights were restored. Mm-hmm. Only 12 recommits.
So it's showing you that it's better to just give the convicted felons their rights back.
Give people their rights back. Give them their United States citizen right to have the opportunity to voice their opinion.
Right.
Their amendment rights.
And for those of you just joining us on First Close Forum, my name is Tashika Young, and my guest today is Kenneth Jones. Kenneth, we're delighted to have you once again.
Thank you. You know, it is, again, truly my pleasure to have the opportunity to fight for someone other than myself, right? This is, to me, I don't understand why anyone would say no to something like this, because I'm somewhat encouraged that, or positive that, there are people who have either a mother, sister, brother, cousin, someone in their family,
who
or
some convicted felon.
who's had a brush with the law.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. Who's trying to get their lives back together and do the right thing. And what we're saying is allow them to feel like they're not in prison for the rest of their lives because they made a mistake at some point in time in their lives. Everyone makes mistakes.
That's right. And the only way you can learn from them is by making a mistake and learning from them so you won't do it again.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I'm constantly debating this topic, and there are folks who are adamantly saying no to it because...
But how does that even affect them as a U.S. citizen? Like, what does that have to do with you?
Well, you know, it's sometimes, you know, you can, well, if you speak to a wall, walls don't necessarily absorb much information. But here's what I'll say is this. You know, the irony of some of this, as far as I'm concerned, there are people who committed crimes who did not get caught.
There's a lot of people out in the world that committed crimes and never got caught.
And they're still doing, they're voting, they're pretending to be good citizens, even though they've, you know, done something wrong. I mean, so my thing is, you know, give people who unfortunately or fortunately, however you want to look at it, got caught. Yeah. In my opinion, it's fortunate because there's some people, when they get caught, they make corrections. I speak in prisons all the time. I speak to young people who've made a mistake, and I try to talk to them and encourage them to really think about the mistakes that they made, and when they come out, to make sure that their heads are on straight, and they do the right thing when they come out. So that's part of the mentoring that we do.
Have you ever met someone that has had their civil rights restored?
Yes. I've met some people who've had their rights restored, and they're very grateful. And there are certainly people who are advocating for this amendment to be passed here in the state of Florida. While I've also met other people, and many of them, as I was out trying to register folks to vote, who said, I can't vote because I'm a convicted felon. And I say to them, well, I got great news for you, right? This amendment is on the ballot this year. So encourage your family and friends to make sure that they vote yes on Amendment 4. So I've seen both ends of that spectrum. I do want to give a shout out if I can to.
Go ahead.
There is a restaurant, Miss Claire Tidbits. It's Tidbits restaurant. The great thing about Miss Claire at Tidbits restaurant, what she does is she gives people an opportunity who've had a brush with the law, and she hires them.
Okay.
You know, I think that that is a great thing. And she's got great restaurants. She does great things here in the community. So she's part of the community. She's impacting the community in a positive manner. Mm-hmm. And I'm giving her a shout out because I've interviewed some of her people, and they just absolutely, truly appreciate the fact that she looked past the fact that they've had a brush with the law and gave them an opportunity. And when I spoke to Ms. Tibbetts, she said, hey, look, you know what? It hasn't always worked out. It doesn't always work out, mm-hmm. but it does work out in a lot of cases. And so I'm saying, hey, there are people out here who want to do the right thing, who've had a brush with the law. Give them an opportunity to, again, have what we consider their human rights or their civil rights restored.
Right. Have you ever met someone that still needs their rights restored?
Yes. Yes. They're again, in the state of Florida, there's 1.7 million of them, and I've had the opportunity to meet some of them. And they would love the opportunity to be active again in their communities and have a positive impact on them.
Do you have a personal story of somebody that needs their rights restored still?
I don't have a personal story about someone who needs their rights restored.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own personal story of, you know, being in college and getting in trouble and, you know, saying, hey, look, I don't want to be that type of person.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, for me, it is personal because I do believe that, you know, people do make mistakes. I've made my own personal mistakes. I've had a brush with the law. But because of that, it also made me a better person. And I believe it's also part of the reason why I am so passionate about the topic of Amendment 4 being passed and saying yes.
So, Kenneth, before we wrap things up, I want to talk a little bit more about Vote Your America. Can you tell us when Vote Your America was actually established?
So Vote Your America was birthed, if you will, about a year or so ago when a buddy and I of mine, my childhood friend, said, you know, we really need to do our part in mm-hmm. making sure that folks are educated about the issues that are occurring here in our America and make sure that people are actively involved in voting because so many people died for us to have the opportunity to vote. So, and it's an important thing in our democracy that people exercise their right to vote. So Vote Your America established about a year or so ago. And you know, Vote Your America doesn't say, you know, you need to be a Republican or you need to be a Democrat. What Vote Your America says is you need to exercise your right to vote. Get out and vote.
Yeah.
I mean, for goodness sakes, get out and vote. I mean, be a part of the process. What we say is, you know, Don't if you're not in the game, don't complain. That's kind of like what we talk about because
right.
It's like, listen, if you're not exercising your right to vote,
you can't get mad who's in office.
Hello? You just got to accept what you get, right? But you have an opportunity. And I can't tell you about the countless number of people who say, well, my vote doesn't count. And that's
yes, it does.
Yes, it does. It does. It matters. Your vote matters. And if there are injustices that you are not happy with, mm-hmm. guess what? Your voting can help make a change for that. And so that's the reason why we came up with Vote Your America. Vote Your America is about making sure people are, one, registered, making sure people are informed, making sure people exercise their right. So don't just get registered. Don't just get informed and then sit on the information.
Get out and vote.
Get out and vote. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Be actively involved in the process. And the other thing is, hold the candidates accountable. So we have a forum. So we get together with other groups sometimes and sometimes on our own. And we bring candidates out to the community to make sure that, you know, the questions that you have for those candidates are being asked. So, for example, next week on October 17th,
okay.
out in St. John's County at Durban Crossing. We're going to have Jamie D. Perkins come out. She is a non-party affiliated candidate for the state representative seat, District 17. And she's going to come out and she's going to meet and greet folks within that community. People who, guess what? you should ask those tough questions, whatever those tough questions are. You know, whether gun laws are important to you, whether, you know, the school is important to you, whatever those important questions are to you, you should be asking those questions to these candidates and see if whether or not those candidates line up with how you think.
Right. Does Vulture America plan on expanding to different states other than Florida?
You know.
Or are you just focusing on Florida right now?
You know, actually, my childhood buddy who helped formulate Vulture America is actually out of the state of Georgia, another hot political state.
Okay.
That's occurring right now. The vision for Vulture America is it does have national implications. So to say where it's going to go, only time can tell.
I feel like it'll expand over time. Is there anything else you would like to add today, Kenneth?
No. All I can say is, Tashika, I tell you, you know, what a pleasure to be here with you today. I thank you for the opportunity. Certainly, not only to you, but also to Cox Media, who invited me here today to talk about Amendment 4 and the importance of voting. You know, I think it's important that folks get out and do their part. Do their part.
Right.
Because, you know, your life depends on it. How about that?
How about that? Well, thank you for joining us today on First Coast Forum. Kenneth, it was a pleasure having you on as a guest, and we look forward to having you back as a guest soon. I'm Tashika Young for First Coast Forum. Thanks for listening.
Listening to First Coast Forum, a weekly public affairs program devoted to the top local issues in our community. If you have a comment or suggestion for a topic we should explore, our email is firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. That's firstcoastforum@coxinc.com. First Coast Forum is a production of Cox Media Group Jacksonville.